Hey, Rob. How difficult it is to start offenses, especially second and 15, you know, third and 15. Probably like that the whole game.
Yeah. Every time you start a new drive, I mean, you want to gain positive yards. You want to go forward. You don't want to go backwards. So, I mean, you don't want to be second 15. You want to be second 5, second 4 and stuff like that. But it's tough. It was a tough day. I mean, you got to give hats off to the Bills. They played well. They played better than us today, and we just got to improve overall. I got to improve. The whole offense together. Just got to go out there and produce more.
Rob, you personally, I mean, it just haven't had a lot of looks your way. You had a catch today. How far are you away from being the player week in and week out that we're accustomed to seeing? Because obviously it's not quite there yet.
I mean, I felt good today. I went out there, the coaches, the training staff and everything. We just had a little plan. I mean, obviously not to go every single play, but to build it back up. And I felt good out there. Felt good every time I stepped out there. And just got to keep on improving. And it's basically just up to me to get back to full speed. Now I just got to go out to practice, do what I got to do, and get back to where I need to be.
How much impact can Tom Brady have when he reenters the facility tomorrow?
I mean, that's already like a...
Sometimes we got to ask the dumb questions.
I don't even have to answer that. But you give hats off to Jacoby today, going out there. Much respect to him going out there and doing what he did today as a rookie. So hats off to our quarterbacks. They did a tremendous job first 4 weeks. And, I mean, obviously it's exciting to get Tom back tomorrow.
Martellus had another pretty big day. How does it make you feel to see him put up those kind of numbers?
It's great. Martellus is great. He's a great dude to work with. And he's an unbelievable football player. So I'm super happy he's here with us. He's a great guy to work with, blocking-wise and in the receiving game. And we learn a lot from each other. So I can't wait till we're both out there full speed together.
Were you guys, Gronk, were you guys looking for someone to make a play to get you guys back into it? I just seemed that way.
I mean, we were making plays, but, I mean, sometimes just things happen as an offense. Penalty there. Just got to eliminate it as a whole. And you just can't look around for someone to make a play. You just got to step up and make a play, obviously. So I just got to go back to the practice field. I got to go back and start doing what we do, producing yards, producing points, and just got to roll.
Rob, if I told you in July that the team would go 3-1 without Tom and largely without you, what would your reaction be?
I mean, it's not July anymore. Now it's like real life that we're 3-1. I mean,
what's your reaction now with that?
I mean, we just lost to the Bills. So, I mean, reaction is we got to get better as a football team. But I'm just proud to be part of this team. We stick together. And we just got to move forward now. We got to move forward to the Cleveland Browns. And, I mean, 3-1, that's not a bad start at all. But when you lose, you got to see what you did wrong, go out, correct it, go back to the practice field, and get back on the right track.
Gronk, there seemed to be uncharacteristic mental mistakes out there today. I'm just curious to get your view on how this team in years past, weeks past, whatever, has responded to that and how you guys work at improving on that.
To work and improve on mental mistakes, physical mistakes, you just got to go back out to the practice field, go back to the drawing boards, and get it back together. I mean, it happens. It's a game of football. I mean, their defense, their style, they're fast players. They run all around. So you just got to study up, get back out on the practice field, and come together as an offense and work together this week to get better. All right, guys. Thank you.